The Glock had 17 rounds, and I'd blown through 13 of them, or maybe 14. I wasn't sure. Optimistically, I had 4 left. I swung back to face the inside of my open door, realized that the Civic had almost reached the end of its journey. I shoulder rolled out from the cover of the door, this time going left, and as I came up, I fired 2 shots at Grant and his bald head, less concerned with hitting him than with keeping him preoccupied. Both rounds smashed the Ford's windshield, beside where he stood, and he started to duck back behind his open door. Then the Civic hit the Ford, and the Ford hit Grant, in the form of the door he was trying to use for cover. It wasn't a fast impact, and it wasn't relatively a hard impact, but it was still the impact of one car hitting another. And that was enough. That had been what I was after all along. Grant grunted and went down and out of sight as if someone had dropped a bag of bricks on his head, and I went after him immediately, trying to capitalize on the moment and the brief advantage it gave me. Mark was screaming a warning to him, and there was another rapid string of barks from his AR-15, but I was vaulting the Ford's hood then, the Glock in my right, and I didn't dare look back, and I wasn't about to stop. I cleared the gap between the Ford and the passenger door, saw Grant on the ground, and somehow he'd managed to keep hold of his MP5, and somehow he managed to raise the muzzle in time, and somehow he managed to pull the trigger. He'd set his MP5 to 3-round burst, so that was what he fired, and that was what hit me. Rounds slammed into my chest. The sensation, like being struck with a club very hard and very fast. I landed on my feet, but for some reason ended up on my right side, practically parallel to where Grant lay on his back, the MP5 still in his hands. Each of us moved to kill the other.